Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome, everyone, to Resiliency Radio. My name is Lauren Monroe, and today we're talking about building resiliency and what that means. What is resiliency, and how can we live a resilient life even after experiencing traumatic events that keep us in a state of fear or anger or anxiety? And we know there's many of you out there that have gone through tremendous things and have overcome many, many obstacles. And we're here for you today. And that's why we started this program. This is our first episode, and I'm here with a very, very special person, Mr. Rick Allen, my co-host.
It's me. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. Fantastic. Enough. 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 No, a little more. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks above all for all your comments and inspiration. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks everyone for your comments on Twitter and on Facebook and for being here for this first episode. It's really wonderful to have everybody listening. Now, to get started, I realize there's many of you out there that have followed Rick's career and know about his life and his work with the band and how he arrived at this very moment. But there's many of you who may be listening who don't know his background, and I think it would be great for you, Rick, to just tell your story and how you overcome the tragedy in your life and how you have resiliency in your life today.
My music career started when I was about 10 and played with a few local bands. At the age of 15, I got in a band called Def Leppard. I was really fortunate. And it was fantastic. We had so much success. As a young person, it was brilliant. And unfortunately, at age 21, I had a terrible, terrible car accident. And I rolled this car, and my seatbelt came undone. And my seatbelt actually took my arm. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. Fortunately, I didn't know very much about it because I was unconscious. From that point on, it was about how to get out of that place and how to recover. And one of the best things that happened was being able to connect with my family, being able to connect with the guys in the band. They were fantastic. They really stood behind me. And then connecting with the community at large.
And all your fans.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Thousands of letters from all over the planet, places I'd never even heard of.
And we saw how much support you had at the Download Festival again this past year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first time we played it, this time we played it, it seems people really connect with me and what I went through, and it's very welcome. I really enjoy that. And that leads me on to, you know, nurturing relationships, people that really build me up. That's what adds to my resiliency and really makes me feel important, you know.
Now, it's easy after going through a traumatic event to really want to be alone and completely isolate. Did you go through that too?
Yeah. I spent a lot of time alone, and I wanted to stay away from all people. The world seemed like too big of a place, but it didn't really do me very much good.
And what brought you out of that?
Realizing that my accident itself was actually a blessing, and that being able to share my experience, my traumatic experience, and everything that I went through was a fantastic way to inspire tons and tons of other people. And that's really become my life purpose.
Right.
You know, back then it was just about playing, before my accident, it was just about playing drums. And now it's bigger than that. It's about how I can share my experience and connect with other people and inspire other people. And if I remember that life purpose, that purpose every day, it certainly makes things a lot easier for me, I'll
and
tell
it's,
you.
It's a choice, isn't it?
It is. It is. It is a choice. I can choose to go and isolate, or I can choose to use my life experience to inspire others, and that's the choice.
And that's one of the definitions, really, to resiliency, is that resiliency is a constant choice. It's a path that you choose to take. And it's not something that that you acquire, but it's something that you choose on an ongoing basis. And based upon the tools you have a higher success of being resilient. And like you said, having people around you that really are positive and believe in you, and you know, putting yourself out there and connecting to your purpose in life are ways that you can become a resilient person, and we see that through you.
Well, I see it through other people. I'm not unique in that way. I use other people's experience, not only my own experience, but I use other people's experience to build myself up and use that as, like you say, another tool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it's a fantastic way to build a whole roster of things that you can reach for when you feel weak.
Right. And music was one of the primary things in your life that brought you to a place of feeling empowered. And I think that was our inspiration to start the foundation. The Raven Drum Foundation is the organization that's sponsoring this show, and the reason why we're doing this show. And we wanted to share with you the origination of the Raven Drum Foundation. I wanted to just share with everybody that story of how that one time when we met those children, and how the two of us really looked at each other and saw the power of the healing arts and music and how that could reach people in a very profound way.
No, it was fantastic. A friend of ours brought these kids in that were in war in Afghanistan, and they experienced terrible things. They saw terrible things, not only with you know, their community, but with their families.
Yeah, and there was one boy in particular. He lost his arm. He was playing, and a mine went off, and he lost his arm because of that. He was about 12. He was a very beautiful boy, very attentive to Rick. And you put him on the drum kit backstage.
Yeah, it was fantastic. He just lit up. You know, the life in him, I could see it. It was fantastic to be able to experience that and see that for the first time and sit him on the drum kit and the two of us play together. And, you know, that's I guess all we need as human beings is just a spark of inspiration, and then the human spirit just wakes up with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from that point, we started to develop programs, and we developed the Raven Drum Foundation that right now is currently working on the Veteran Resiliency Project. And we use the drums as a major tool to help people find a path within themselves that is empowered. And we connect people with the community. We show them integrative tools that could bring their body and mind back into a place of balance. And it's a wonderful thing to share. And we're very, very grateful for everyone that we meet through the foundation.
Yeah, drumming itself, playing drums in a group, is a very ancient form. When we play, we find a dominant rhythm, and really that dominant rhythm just carries everybody. Nobody can say, well, I can't play, I can't do this, I don't have any rhythm. We've all got rhythm.
Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to feel lonely in a drum circle. you're really supported by everyone, and we create a space that's very sacred, and where people can be mindful of the things that are going on in their inner landscape. They could really feel their feelings in the space. And while we drum, we're also releasing and we're offering things up. And there are some very, very profound changes that happen in, during these circles. It's a wonderful thing.
I think above all, people feel safe while they're doing it. You know, they don't feel as though they're out there doing a drum solo. They're supported by everybody in the circle, and everybody in the circle again wants to see them succeed.
Right. So it's really building community to help build resilience and to be mindful while you're there with everyone, knowing that this is, you're there for a reason and a purpose, and you connect to your own purpose as you try to heal and empower. So it's wonderful to be able to share all this with you, and we know you have questions, and some of you are waiting on the line. If you don't know the number, it's 347-843-4903. And before we take your calls, we do want to thank all the people from Twitter and Facebook that sent in their comments. And Rick sent out the question, what is resiliency to you? And many people sent in their responses, and they're so good. And we have so many of them that we're going to be reading a few out at every show. And you have the list, don't you? Do you want to read some?
Yes, I do. I do. All these were really inspirational for both of us. Fantastic stuff. Becky FL, resiliency is the ability to weather life's storms and come out stronger on the other side. Thank you so much. Operation PTSD, they write, resiliency is the ability to endure, adapt, and overcome challenges with the least amount of long-term negative impact.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Joe Milneck, thank you. Resiliency, the ability and desire to continue on this unpredictable journey of life no matter what cards it deals you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's time to get some of you on the air. So dial 347-843-4903. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we'll also be selecting our winner of Resiliency Radio. We're going to win a very special prize. I'll talk to you more about that later. But dial in and enjoy this music. What track are we playing today?
It's called Bringing in the Ancestors, and it's directly inspired by a Raven Drum Circle.
That's right. Enjoy the music, everybody. Welcome back to Resiliency Radio, where our topic today is building resiliency and how do we become a resilient person. Now, I know we have callers standing by on the line, and we're really anxious to talk to you. Let's see, our first caller here is from Sacramento, and we have Kathy waiting on the line. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, Lauren. Nice to talk to you. Hi, Rick.
Hi. How are you doing?
Great. I'm a teacher, so I wanted to quickly ask my question. I didn't want to take up your time, but I wanted to ask about resiliency in young children, maybe 6 to 10-year-olds, and drum circles and healing for that population.
I think one of the things that they can do together in the classroom is work as a group, maybe working in a circle, and They could clap out rhythms, which is a great way to dissipate and release energy. As we know, they have tons of energy, and sometimes it's it's nice to get that out. And then the other thing that you might want to do is play a game where you can where they can share their feelings. You can keep it light, but I think being able to get that out. Maybe a good way for them to really express themselves and maybe dissipate some of the things that they're or some of the challenges they're going through either at home or wherever else.
Yep, that sounds great. We do class meetings in the style of Rudolf Brecker's for a democratic sort of classroom and to kind of do as you're saying. So I just would like to take it to the next level, I think, and maybe adding some rhythm would be my first step.
I think that would be fantastic. Do you have anything to add, Lauren?
Well, breathing, too, with kids is really effective, especially if they're, you know, they have anxiety or they need to be calmed. And teaching children
right.
how to breathe, it could be a wonderful tool for them and, you know, to prepare them for their studies as they get older, too, because we all know anxiety comes with test-taking and various things as well.
Yes.
So breathing and rhythm, also visualization with kids, it comes so naturally
right.
for them, and you probably do it already. Just adding it.
We do it. A little, but this is great, yeah.
Yeah, you can add that with rhythm and with their intention. You may have a circle one day and you have a specific intent that can go with a particular coursework or a story that they've read in class. Kids are very willing to participate in doing, going on journeys with their imagination, and you can use the rhythm and drums and breathe, and what a wonderful tool to use in the classroom. I'm glad you're doing it.
Fantastic.
Wow, thank you for the great ideas.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we have a next guest calling from Oklahoma. Her name is Patricia. Patricia, you're on the air.
Hi, Lauren and Rick. Thanks for taking my question. My question is, I don't want to take your time, but I was diagnosed with a heart disease that they said is non-curable. And then developed arrhythmia on top of it. And I noticed in your drum circles that when I'd watch them, it would change my rhythm, my blood pressure and everything. And I was wondering if you're going to put a DVD out for those of us that can't get to drum circles that maybe could help, you know, with something like that, because the heart does, you know, a beat. And for some reason, when I've heard the drums, it does change the arrhythmia factor in my heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So are you planning on making a DVD of the drum circles available?
I'm really glad you brought that up. The music that you heard during the break, that's something that Raven Drum have been working on. And it's great. I love listening to that kind of music myself, because if I'm feeling, you know, a little anxious, sometimes the drums just really bring me, you know, I don't even have to be sitting there playing the drums. I can just be sitting there listening to a rhythm, and it tends to even me out. And, I think we're going to be doing more rhythms and releasing those probably individually at first, but then, you know, you'll be able to collect all of them, and that's really our goal is to make all this available to people so they can use it as a tool. You know, another way to help yourself.
Audio's this year, and then the video will be next year. We're hoping.
Oh, that would be great, because I told it to my cardiologist, and he actually said, you know, that's a good idea, you know, for his other patients, because of the interaction with the beat and the drums and getting your body in sync with it, he said that might just get your arrhythmia, you know, to naturally balance itself out without all the horrible medications they put you on.
I think
so.
What a beautiful
I'll
doctor. What a great doctor you have.
Yeah, the two doctors that have been working with me have been really wonderful, and you know, they gave me a life expectancy of 5 years, and it's 5 years, and I'm still going, and I plan not to leave anytime soon. We just had our first grandson, so looking out to people like you that are offering things, I look at it as a gift of, oh, here's another tool I can do to beat this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you're an inspiration to others also. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and Patricia, know that there's research out there, you know, talking about exactly what you just said. You know, it's known that rhythm changes can change your heart rate. It can change the way you breathe. Your respiration changes. Rhythm has an enormous power to do that. It also changes your brain and how, you know, our brain frequencies are resonating. So,
well, that's funny that you said that, because the initial thing that happened to me is I had a brain injury before they found the heart condition. And my one doctor used to, during our little surgery things, would play drum music. And because he said he felt it made a difference when he was operating. And that's where I actually came up to my cardiologist and said, listen, I listened to, you know, Rick Allen and his wife doing these drum circles, and they seem to affect me. And you know, the other doctor says he does it, so there's got to be a connection here. So
maybe our ancestors knew a thing or two about stress.
Yeah.
They may have, right?
I think you're right, because my dad's family all come from Ireland, and when I was young, he had me, you know, hitting the drum, even though I never really learned how to play them, but I did love to hit them. So,
that's great. They have a really rich,
right.
really rich drumming tradition. And in fact, all communities from all over the world have rich drumming communities.
Yeah, it really is universal. And but I was anxious to find out if you were going to do something like that, because there's other people I know, when I told them of that, they were like, hey, if you find something out, let me know, because I have some cousins that are soldiers and that are wounded, and I've been telling them about, you know, they need to get a hold of your foundation. And just in casual conversation, that's how, it, you know, we all started talking about it. So
mm-hmm.
you're doing great work out there, and people are listening, and people are taking great notice to your work. So keep it up, because we really need people like you out there.
Thank you,
Patricia.
So
we really appreciate it. It's lovely to talk to you. And keep us posted on your progress and anything that you find out. We really are interested.
Well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to both the audio and DVD, and you can put me down as your first customer when you have it ready.
Oh, we look forward to that.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. And you.
All right. We have our next caller calling from Arizona. We have Kathy calling. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, Rick and Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you doing?
All right.
Good.
Good. You may not remember my daughter and I. My husband used to drive us up for drum circles. We used to help Carolyn and Karen with stuff. My name is Kathy. Her name was Caitlin. And she became a fan at like 14. And I just wanted to let people know how important your drum circles are. We've been to about 3 or 4. And I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I'm under a lot of stress a lot of the time. And I find it still to this day, even though we've moved to Arizona and we haven't been able to make drum circles, that when I come across my drummer, anything that I can be a rhythm on, I start to relax, and I start to think differently and feel differently. And I think back to the days of the drum circles and how safe it did feel to be there and have everybody to your right and to your left as of like mind, and looking for the same thing, and releasing all the stress. And I just need people listening to this to know that you guys were working miracles with people through the drums, and that I hope that they get a chance someday to make it to the drum circles and see for themselves, because they won't ever go away the same.
Mm. Yes, that's very kind of you, Kathy. I really appreciate that.
And I remember you, and I remember your family, because the last time you drove...
You remember...
You drove a very long way.
From San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, from San Diego is where we came from before, and Caitlin was impressed because she'd sent you some allowance that she'd gotten when she was 14,
mm-hmm.
and you read the letter, and she's like, you remember me?
Yes.
No.
But she's in college now, and she still talks about her days in the drum circle. She still posts pictures and talks to friends, and, you know, word of mouth of how important it really is. I wouldn't have thought of how we went up for the... Because she had a crush on Rick, we left there whole different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never the same.
That's
so
fantastic.
I just encourage anybody that can be there. Anybody that can be there.
Thank you for sharing that.
For it.
Thanks, Kathy.
Oh,
we hope to see you again.
Oh, yeah. One of these days we're going to make it out to California and see you. But until then, good show. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy.
Take good care.
All right.
All right. We have callers on the line again. We are at 347-843-4903, and I think I have another Katie. I have Katie on the line here.
Hello.
Katie, hi.
Hi, you guys.
Good to
How
hear
are you.
You. Good.
Fantastic, fantastic. You know, I love your show. It's really fantastic, and what you guys are doing for people is so remarkable. Really, you guys are people for the people, really. I wanted to actually call, though, because... When I think of Patricia who called in regarding her arrhythmias and things, I got in just partially through her story, but I just wanted to remind her. I hope you guys don't mind, but it's like every single life is so precious, you know. And I wanted to just remind her of the thing that her doctor's not telling her is that oftentimes arrhythmias occur because of deficiencies in the body. And it could be a magnesium or potassium or other ones, but those are probably the most likely ones. and that she should really try to strive to find foods that are rich in magnesium, you know, and like from apricots and avocados and bananas and apples and things like that, blackstrap and lassus, and other foods that, you know, that are just rich. And it's funny because, you know, the same ones that usually have magnesium actually have potassium too. But, you know, when people say, I mean, I've heard so many people who had arrhythmias and they go and to the hospital, and oftentimes they die because of it, and it's really unfortunate. And had they gotten foods that were rich in these things, they never would have had the problem, you know?
Yeah, whole foods and nutritional supplements is a huge factor in helping a person become resilient from anything they're going through. And we're very lucky to have you call, Katie, and share your information. We're looking forward to having you back on the show, episode 3. Katie actually is a very dear friend of ours and a professional working with nutrition and holistic healing in our community. And we're looking forward to having you on the show to talk about chronic pain and how people can access the information to help them. So thanks so much for calling, Katie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, darling.
All right, we have a very special guest here that we've been talking to on Facebook, actually, and her name is Denise Nguyen. I want to bring Denise on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Denise.
Thanks.
I just want to say thank you for letting me come on here tonight. If I break up, please excuse me.
That's all right, Denise. We understand.
Next week will be 5 months since my son has been gone. But learning how to play the drums when he was 6.5 years old, right on up until he couldn't play anymore, was his greatest pleasure in life. And he idolized you, Rick.
Oh.
You were his hero. And music was his therapy. No matter what, no matter when, no matter how, he always, whatever was going on, if something was bothering him or if he was happy, he said, "Mom, I got to go play my drums."
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there was a Def Leppard song he didn't try to play.
Fantastic! What an amazing inspiration, and I know your story, and. I'm really happy that you called, and I think you're really brave to share that with people. And I just hope that your story inspires others.
I do too, because that's what Mick would have wanted. He would have wanted to have helped someone. And if I can inspire anybody, that no matter what you're going through. He went through it with a brave face, and anybody can do anything if they just try hard enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, Denise, we're here for you now, and also for your journey through resiliency, and it may be some big steps you'll take over the next years of your life, I'm sure. But we're here for you and to help you and support you through this time. And I'm just going to ask all the listeners out here who have experienced loss and loss of a child and loss of a loved one to send their intentions out to Denise tonight, as we all are, and send her some love and support. And that's why we're here. And we're thankful you called. And we send you many blessings, Denise. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
All right. It's wonderful to talk to you all and to answer your questions. We have another question. Well, some of you have been writing questions on Facebook, and we have a few questions here. I want to read one now to answer before we take another call. And I think this question really can relate to a lot of people because it is a difficult time for many people. And we have Rebecca writing in, and she asks, realistically, how much of a factor is financial comfort to resiliency? A high-stress life is a high-risk life in terms of health and spiritual well-being. With so many people struggling to meet their most basic needs, does that make esteem needs like resiliency harder to achieve? So, you know, I read this and I really, you know, I know so many people, family, friends, and, you know, there's so many people going through hard times as far as financial, and I really thought about it. And I think the thing I'd like to share is no matter what you're going through in a difficult time, may it be health or financial, the thing to think about and to know is that creating resilience in your life is really an inside job. It's your perspective on a situation. It's your mindset and being really mindful of the thoughts you think on a regular basis. It has a very clear way of framing your life. And although the situations may not change, your perspective of the situations can change based upon how you think or approach it. And some people are just born with a positive attitude. They just have it in their DNA, and some of us have to work at it. I want to share a quick story. Rick and I, we visit India frequently. We find a lot of spiritual just support and inspiration when we go to India. And this one particular time was our first time in India, and we were traveling through the streets of Chennai, and I was realizing for the first time that along the sides of the road there were mounds and mounds of garbage. I mean, as big as houses.
Well, we thought it was just garbage, and then we realized these mounds of garbage were actually where people were living.
People were living. We saw fires there, and people were cooking, and they were hanging their laundry. And the deeper we saw what was going on, it was just mind blowing to us. You know, we live in America, and we don't have that kind of poverty. And so this one particular day we were driving, and I saw this woman coming out of this pile of garbage, and she had this beautiful sari on. It was yellow and orange, and she had a flower in her hair, and her hair was perfect. And I just saw how she radiated this beauty. And later on that day I went to a store, and she was behind she was at the register. And she was so happy and so loving and so giving that it was like a gift sent to me to think about gratitude and your perspective and how she could live in the circumstances she have and be so gracious. So I hope that answers your question about finances. And, you know, if you want any more information about various ways you can be resilient in that situation, you can go to the Raven Drum website, ravendrumfoundation.org, and we've just posted 21 ways to build resiliency. And for everyone listening, and they're just really helpful tips that can help you bring your mind to a different place and help you act in your life to help build resiliency. So thanks for sending that in.
Fantastic.
We have one more call we're going to take. And this is from Candace in Florida. Let me see, Candace, let me bring you on the line here. You're on the air, Candace.
Hi.
Hi, Candace.
I wanted to talk to you guys. I work with people who fight addiction to drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes their higher power doesn't seem strong enough for them. And I thought about maybe bringing in the Raven Drum and seeing if that would help them. What do you think?
I think it can always help. I did some work here in California, and it really helped. You know, playing drums together, it just seems to support everyone that's sitting there in the circle. And the interesting thing is, you know, one person may feel as though they're going through something really, really terrible. But the beautiful thing about playing together in a circle like that is you start to feel supported. And then everybody can identify with what the individuals in that circle are going through. And before you know it, everybody is uplifted by the whole experience. So it can be a very powerful thing. Do you have anything to add there, Lauren?
I want to ask what you mean by focusing on the higher power isn't working. Can you tell me more about that?
It just seems like it's not giving them enough strength to fight their addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe that being in a circle with people and like maybe becoming one with others would help them find out who they are,
mm-hmm.
and help them to build that strength to fight their addictions.
Yeah, I think, you know, sitting in a circle and creating rhythm together and expressing how you feel is definitely a way that can build resilience and build the ability to accept who you are. And I think, you know, with any addiction and with any problem you face, is accepting who you are is the biggest issue, because there's a lot of self hatred that goes along with that experience in life. And the drums can really bring about a wonderful sense of belonging and accepting yourself. So I would really recommend bringing some drums in and creating some rhythm and drumming with intent. And I think that's where we need to be, you know, we're really clear on, you know, drumming for healing has to have a very clear intention, and it sounds like you do that with the people that you work with. So as you bring the drums in, you know, remain in that mindset, you know, to have every drum circle you do have an intent.
Great.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely something for us to look at.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Candace. Nice to have you on the air.
Thank you, Candace.
All right, we have our next question from Julie in Ojai, California.
Hi there, you guys.
Julie.
Julie Tumamite.
Hi, Julie.
Yes.
We're getting calls from people
Julie.
That we know. Hi, Julie.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm just so happy for you both, and I thank you for everything that you're doing for the world. You spend, you know, so much energy and love putting out your gifts to people. And people need to realize what a commitment that you've both decided to do. And it is, I've seen the results and the resiliency of people after, you know, what they come into in the circles and how they leave. Mm-hmm. It's a dramatic difference, and it's so beautiful. I wanted to talk a little bit about the very first caller, who was a teacher, talking about children and music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the last 25 years, I've always enjoyed growing up with music, being, you know, from a big family. But turning children around and getting them back to real basic native music and that heartbeat, and that even though we didn't have drums, we play with rhythms. To get them to sing, to dance, get over that shyness and really embrace the meaning behind music and how it does come from the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to move them away from this loudness, you know, that they're, you know, with the headphones, and get them outside, you know, listening to the sounds that would inspire native peoples at some point, you know, long time ago, and even us today, who feel the rhythms of the earth, mm-hmm. and the cycles, to you know, to help them just kind of move themselves back, keep that child within them.
Yeah, I think that really is an issue with our youth today, is that we don't, it's very hard for them to make the decision to go outside and experience music in the old-fashioned way, where we actually
yeah.
played and we celebrated together. And I think our youth is missing out on quite a bit, and that's one of the reasons, you know, why we love having these community drum circles that we have a couple times a year, where the community can come, you know, grandmas and grandpas come, and kids come, and everybody in the population in between. It's such a healthy thing to do with your children. And you don't need to, you know, come to one of our drum circles to do it. You can be in your backyard and bring your percussion instruments, and as a family, you can play rhythms together and encourage your kids to express themselves in that way. I think that's a really good suggestion, Julie. Yeah.
It is. You know, it really is. And the schools where, you know, where the teachers here in the California school systems are teaching the curriculum of our, you know, the Chumash Nation, and we incorporate, you know, this life sciences and many things, but, you know, it's the resiliency of people, as Native peoples in general, that, you know, in some cases, the near devastation of our cultures, that's a mouthful of resiliency there,
right,
that we still have, and we've been able to keep at least some of our culture alive. And to be able, through even obstacles today, we're still jumping hurdles and trying to find, you know, that place where we can be federally recognized and we can, you know, do many, many things through that process.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still struggling, many of us.
I need to just let all the listeners know who Julie is and what she represents to us and to many people in our local area of Southern California. Now, Julie is a Chumash storyteller. She's a teacher. She knows so much about the Chumash culture, and she represents the Native American people with such high esteem, and she's such a wonderful person. And Julie married us, so she was one of the wonderful people that came and did the ceremony for our wedding. So we just love having you around, and we love what you're doing too. And we wholeheartedly support all of our Native American brothers and sisters in their you know, path towards resiliency. So.
Well, thank you so much. I love you guys too, and you know the work that's being done in our area here, I want to be able to invite you here to our hometown. It's a small community here. We want to really look at bringing together this feeling of a community, a village, and I've always wanted to try to embrace the elders and the young ones together, and I think the drum circle would be an excellent way of doing that. So.
If we can help, Julie, we will. You've been such a massive support to us, and, you know, no holds barred. You've always been really, really good to us. Thank you.
Well, you deserve it, and it's my honor and pleasure, you know, to be a part of this, and I'm glad that you're finding all these ways to let people know what you're doing.
Oh, it's great. I think for us to share our life experience and inspire other people, you know, just like you do, just like many people do, that I think that's why we're all here.
And I think the resiliency in ourselves is to really know and understand our paths.
Yes.
And what we're meant to do.
And
you
I
know,
think
to,
that's a really
to,
and to connect with your purpose on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
To really, you know, I think that's one of the things about becoming a resilient person is making that decision every day to connect to your purpose and why you're here. And if you don't know why you're here yet, is to connecting to that question and ask for being, you know, for guidance so that we can fulfill our purpose here. So thank you so much. I have one more caller that we're gonna talk to
thank
tonight.
Thank you so much for doing this. This is fun.
Thank you,
like
Julie.
Okay, so love you both.
Take good care.
To you and your family. You too.
Thank you, darling.
All right, we have one more caller, and it's Morgan's calling from Georgia. Morgan, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Morgan.
Hello. sorry, I'm sick.
It's all right.
It's going around at the moment. How are you doing, Morgan?
I'm really good, actually. I was wondering if you have any advice for young musicians, because I play guitar, and I'm about to take drum lessons. I've been playing since I was 5, so.
Fantastic. But. Well, you're already on a really good, you know, on a good path. I mean, the fact that you already know one instrument, and really it's just relating the same rhythm to playing drums, and... the best advice I can give is just really just play from your heart and listen to some of the greats, some of your favorite drummers, some of the drummers that have inspired, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of people, and I'm sure you'll find in there somewhere something that you can really be inspired by and make your own.
Okay. I mean, you're one of my biggest inspirations. So.
Well, fantastic. You've got two arms, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a joke. You're allowed to use both of them.
But I don't need both of them.
Oh. Well, that's, you know what? If you, however you play, the fantastic thing about the human condition is we're all unique. And I'm sure... the way you play drums is completely different to the way that, say, I would play drums, or somebody else for that matter. But I think the fact that if you can embrace that uniqueness, that is the one thing that is going to allow you to go to the top of the pile.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Morgan.
Take good care, Morgan.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we've really enjoyed your questions tonight. It's been great talking to everybody.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really nervous, but you know, getting through this first one has been really brilliant. And thank you for everybody's responses and questions. It's really inspiring to us, and it gives us the will to go on. You know.
It really does, and we're inspired by all of you. Now. We have one last thing we need to do before we close the show. I'm sorry, I'm stepping away from the microphone. We have to choose our winner, our Resiliency Radio winner. Now, we asked all of you to become friends of the show and enter into this very special drawing. And the prize is, the gift is an outgoing message on your very personal voicemail with Rick leaving that message on there. So can you tell us about, you know, what you might say, Rick, to the winner? I mean,
I might say, "Hello, this is Rick, and Lauren isn't in, and call back, okay?" Or I might say, "All right then, I'm not in right now. Leave a message."
Was that like a Scottishman with a slur?
Yeah, something like that. But the only problem with this whole deal is nobody asked Rick whether this was actually okay to do.
No, that's so not true.
What do you mean? No, this is the first I've heard of this. This is the first I've heard of this. So.
This is going to be a lot of fun, and we're really happy that someone's going to get this amazing prize. So you better leave a really cool message, Rick, you know, a little bit of pressure.
No, I'll try. Maybe a little bit of input from the Raven Drum team. Or if anybody has any ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have any ideas about what Rick should say, you have to put him up on Facebook or send us a Twitter. So I don't know if everybody knows our contact information, but you can reach us on Twitter. You'll find us Raven Drum on Twitter, or you can find Rick Allen Live. He's also on it, and I'm up there too. It's LM Blaze. And also we're on Facebook, so you can respond to that. So I have everyone's names in this little magic sack here.
Excuse me.
So actually I'm going to give it to you, Rick, and you're going to put your hand in the magic sack and pick out a winner. Are we ready? Is everybody ready at home? I hope so. All right, here we go.
I can't wait to put my hand in the magic sack.
All right.
It sounds very exciting. Hang on.
All right. And do your little dance now, Rick.
Well, thank you.
Well, remember, it's just one.
I know. What is that music?
All right.
I think I've got one.
And the winner is...
What? Was that a drum roll?
That was a, I don't know, rather minuscule drum roll.
Yes. Well, here goes. And the winner is... hang on, let me try that again. And the winner is... Fantastic. PJ Euphoria. Well done.
Oh, PJ.
Fun.
All right. PJ Euphoria. All right, PJ, you'll be contacted by the Raven Drum Foundation, and they'll give you guidance on how to receive your very special gift. So thank you all for being a part of that. And we look forward to hearing your comments about what Rick should actually put on that voicemail.
But, and comments about the show in general. You know, I think it's important that we get input from everybody. You know, we're inspired by everybody's comments on what resiliency is, and just comments about the show in general. You know, it's for all of us, remember that, and we all learn from one another, so we're excited to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to have a special shout out to any of our veterans that are out there listening, and you were the inspiration of developing this show. And our next show, we really want you to listen to. We have a very special guest coming on the show. Our next episode's on March 11th, Thursday at 6:30. And we'll be bringing in Sue Othmer of the EEG Institute here in Los Angeles, and we'll be talking about neurofeedback and how it helps with depression, anxiety, and PTSD, and about the very special free programs available for our vets across the country. You know, We really want you to listen to that information. And also we'll be sharing our own stories about neurofeedback. I know I had a very hard time sleeping. I've had insomnia since I was 14 years old. And I did neurofeedback sessions, and now I sleep. Like, it's amazing. If you've ever lost sleep, you know life is very difficult when you had, you know, 4 or 5 nights in a row and you're wide awake. So this is a wonderful gift to me. And Rick, you did some sessions too.
I did like 20 sessions because apparently I'm not well. And it really did start to change me in really positive ways. So I'd like to share that some more, but we don't have time right now. But we will
next week. Next week we'll see you here, the same bat time, same bat channel. So we look forward to having you all again. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.